Okay. Hello, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. And as Joan mentioned earlier, we'll miss Melinda today. And she's got a sick doggy.
Yeah, she does.
So, you know, we feel bad about that. And they've been, this one's been around 14 years. So anyway, welcome to our 10th session of Ascending Masters of Light, dated July 17th, 2022. Each session, as we move forward now, will build on the energetics and concepts that we put in place in our previous sessions. In our last session, we were informed that the interweaving process can be used throughout the entire five triadic system, and it's invaluable. It's a valuable asset to use as individual creators of Christ consciousness. Also, the triadic system provides each individual with the opportunity to use the entire 14 chakra system to alter the third dimensional density and create a fifth dimensional body of light. Now, it also increases our ability to navigate within more than one dimension and more than one dimensional sequence in our light body. The first step that we learned was to use the massive original undifferentiated light energetics that stream from the creative realm of the all that is. As an individual creator in form, we must bring these non-physical original energetics into our energetic field and then into our physical chakra system. We accomplish this by using the first, second, and third rays of creation. When we use the triadic system, we create what is needed, and it has the potential to bring each of us into dimensional sequences of the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth dimensions. The Council of 12 told us that they didn't think that we have full comprehension of the value and importance of the triadic system. The system is what will bring us into frequencies of light and energetic potency as we had never considered possibly before, and as we navigate our earthly experience in a physical body of matter. Now, as we begin to upgrade and use this valuable creative system, we will be amazed at how we can quickly develop into a masterful creation of form within form. We upgraded the third and fourth triads to 100% light. The entire four triadic system is now spinning coherently in one massive creative vortex of undifferentiated light. The Council of 12 also said that the energetics of the triadic systems have upgraded our consciousness as well as our physical body's energetic united field. They said that we are becoming a stream of one of the very few body types that possess creative light within matter. The light is not outside of us or in the creative realms only. The light is within us. Pretty cool, huh? Now, we can create matter from our own light by differentiating the source of light and our light is the exact replica of a perfect light of source. We upgraded the third and fourth triads to 100% light. Our entire four triad system is now spinning coherently in one massive creative vortex of undifferentiated light. The Council asks us to notice how the seed crystals and the amygdala center of our head are now functioning at a much higher octave than previously. The Council said that the stable and consistent electrical charges that emanate from the fourth triad engage the body's consciousness, and lift it to a more refined level. This is important because when the body is still operating at third and fourth dimensions level, it doesn't have the refinement that is required. Now, the engagement of the fourth triad and the electrical charges alter and refine the state of the physical body's consciousness. The frequency of undifferentiated light alters the body vibratory level, and the specific sound currents of light and color are brought forth. Of these energetics, they can now function in stabilis, equilibrium, and coherence because of the iterations of the fifth of seventh dimensional light templates. They are drawn from the sapphire blue star tetrahedron that resides in the sacred heart chakra in the first triad and made usable in the second. We were then taught how the upgrade medulla oblongata facilitates the refined sound currents that are continually generated from the seed crystals. The sound currents are also drawn from the ninth ray of creation at a significantly upgraded octave. The council then explained that behind the eternal eye, the eye of Horus, is the pineal, where our eternal eye resides. This affects our ability to create intention from a state of Christ consciousness. They also communicated to us that the medulla oblongata sits in the hindbrain near the brain stem. It has many functions because it can create refined sound codes as well as color codes that are appropriate in all areas of creation from the second triad. The medulla has an autonomic function, and we are now opening it to hold the undifferentiated light and to communicate that through the neurological system of the whole body so we can always operate from our divine imagining. The three seed crystals begin to vibrate in resonance with the particular sounds that emanate from the specific colors coming from the undifferentiated light. These sound currents alter the function of the second triad. The entire second triad now begins to continually hum in a coherent resonance with the sound currents produced by the undifferentiated light that resides in the fourth triad slash course of the 11th chakra. The Council of 12 then asks us to put in play the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant, or the Ark of Light, creates a magnificent rainbow-colored arc over our heads, from the medulla through the eye of Horus into the pineal and down through the central channel into the sacred heart. The Ark of the Covenant is also within our entire unified system. They ask us to be aware of the electrical arcing coming from the Ark of the Covenant. This arcing was not perfectly stable or usable by the mental emotional body previously. These electrical charges were designed to create through which we would be in on the basis of that individual. Now, when the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates became available and used, the mental emotional body benefited from this upgrade. The stabilness, equilibrium, and coherence altered significantly the fractures in the mental emotional body and the ability of the brain to function at a coherent level. Our ability to create Zion particles from the electrical field of the fourth triad has now become more useful and will further alter the electromagnetic field of the body as well as the earth. The council then led us in a meditation to create a level of unity within the mental emotional body that will remove some of the fractures of the body. This will create a more coherent mental emotional body. the itinerary for the rest of the day is as follows. Joan will lead us in an open discussion about our previous session, and she will take comments and questions from our group. Joan will bring forth the four archangels.
And that's been changed. No, it'll be the opening meditation will be done by the League of Michael and the League of Gabriel. They are with us, surrounding us with their light and their energy.
And anybody else that will fit in the room. She will present the many different types of light that have been transmitted to us. Finally, the Council of 12 will be present to teach us about the new energetic light emanation that has been gifted to us. Now, when the Council has completed their transmission, our session will be closed. Here's Joe.
Well, we're all together, and that's all that matters.
That's right.
Yeah, we figured it out. We fixed it, and let's get on a roll here.
That's why we're moving on.
First of all, I have a couple of announcements before we open this up for a discussion. Under the direction of the council that suggested to us that we put off the next teaching session to August the 8th, I believe. It's a week later because they feel like, first of all, what is being given to us today is quite complex and extensive. So it'll take a little bit for us to use it and to start integrating it energetically. Secondly, the next session is going to be divided into two distinct teaching sessions, the upgrade of the fourth triad. First of all, because it is such a complex energetic triad that they are going to divide it into two different teaching sessions. This will prepare us for the eventual opening of the fifth triad. So a lot is happening in our fields and in our consciousness. They are pushing this ascension process full force now. And as you can see, sometimes there are a few distortions along the way, but we are above that and we have a lot of great light beings behind us because this needs to be put in play in this group's fields because we are setting the template for the children coming in the next generations. I know we all take this very, very seriously. So I wanted to let you know that those things were on the agenda and that the next session that we had scheduled is put off for another week. And I'm pretty sure that, let me look at this calendar. I think it's the 7th. 7th, is it?
Yes, August 7th.
August 7th.
Thank you.
So I will post that on our the Facebook page. And of course, we'll send out emails. We've said it now. It's on the recording, so there won't be any misunderstanding.